Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Third and six, Hockman back to throw, and that's going to be picked, intercepted. Well, it's the second week in a row he's been picked off. Divine Diablo, who has one of the great names in all of college football, with a terrific play.
And we thought defense was going to be a concern coming into this game, but Divine Diablo does a great job right there. Just reads the route, undercuts it, and then just an incredible play on the football. He said he likes the Padmers game after Jamal Adams and Tyrann Mathieu. Well, that looked like it there. What a play.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into the Pro Football Chase podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you on this Thursday, April 22nd. And I have Virginia Tech safety Divine Diablo joining the Pro Football Chase podcast to discuss how he's been preparing for the upcoming NFL draft. Diablo was named to the 2020 first team All-ACC team and finished his senior season with 55 tackles, 4 interceptions, 4 pass defenses, and 1 forced fumble. So, Divine, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, man. Excited to have you on the podcast. And as I told you before we started recording, congratulations on a stellar career at Virginia Tech. And it's actually kind of crazy that we're seeing the number of players transferring, but for you, you stayed at Virginia Tech all 4 years, which is kind of uncommon, man. So I think that's something to be proud of.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. It was definitely a roller coaster within the 4 years. I even had to switch positions. So, but I trusted the coaching staff here and just took it out.
Hey, man, that's a perfect segue, Divine, because I want to talk about that position change. You started your football career as a wide receiver, and you were a big play threat for Mount Tabor High School. You committed to Virginia Tech as a wide receiver, and then that's when that transition to safety occurred before your sophomore season. So let's talk about what went into that position change.
Well, okay, I spent most of my freshman season on special teams, and kickoff coverage mainly is the one, you know, I took pride in. I wanted to be the first one down there on kickoff, and I wanted to make the play, and my coaches noticed that. So Coach Wednesday called me into his office before my sophomore season, and he was straight up with me. He said, look, Divine, if you want to play at the next level, I think you should make the move to safety. Of course, I was down. I had worked really hard that offseason, you know, to earn a starting position at receiver, but I trusted Coach Wednesday and it ended up working out.
Was your transition to defensive back easier because of your experience playing wide receiver?
I will say mentally, yes, it was easier just because I kind of knew I got a feel for what offenses like to do against defenses. The hard part was just the physical part of it. I didn't know how to cover or tackle like anything really. So that's just something I had to prove on every day. But yeah, definitely the mental part of it came easy to me.
Talking about that Virginia Tech football program, Justin Fuente took over as head coach in 2016. How did you enjoy playing for him the last several years?
Well, it's funny because Beamer recruited me to come to Virginia Tech. Beamer and Coach Wiles. Thankfully, Coach Wednesday kept Coach Wiles here, so I had a familiar face around. But I love playing for Coach Wednesday, man. That's the type of dude I'd do anything for. Most of my teammates call me the teacher's pet because I was Coach Wednesday's favorite. But that's just because I always did the right thing. But anyways, like I said, I enjoyed my career here. I enjoyed Coach Fuente and all the coaches that I had. I had like three different position coaches. I enjoyed all three of them. Bud Foster, just a whole bunch of experience here. And it was great to have that opportunity.
As a senior in 2020, you elevated your game once again, earning first-team All-ACC honors. In the shortened campaign, you demonstrated your ability to be a ball hawk in the secondary. You had interceptions against Clemson, Virginia, Louisville, and NC State. So, Devine, how would you grade your performance from the 2020 season?
I think I definitely improved. I think that was my best college season. What grade would I give myself? No higher than a 90, only because I could have been a lot better. I missed two games. COVID got me in the middle of October, like right at the beginning of the season. So I feel like my momentum got stopped and I didn't have to start all over again, but I wasn't at the top shape I was in before I got COVID. But outside of that, I think I had a really good season. Like you said, first team all ACC. And the biggest thing for me is just keep improving every year. And I think my best game is ahead of me, man, because I've only been playing defense for around 3 years, and I just keep getting better.
Obviously, Devine, your senior season captured the attention of Jim Nagy and the Senior Bowl because you were invited to participate at the All-Star Game in Mobile, Alabama, and you impressed both on and off the field. Especially, there's a lot of buzz about how well you did in one-on-one drills. So, how did you benefit from that week?
First and foremost, it was a learning experience. I got to work with NFL coaches and what they like to do, how they study film, how they approach practice. So that was a great experience. I learned that you can't touch a receiver after 5 yards. So I had to switch up my technique during the one-on-one drill. So that's just another week of improvement, like I was talking about earlier. But the thing I think I showed the most is how versatile I am. They had me move to linebacker for some plays, specifically third down plays, passing down situations. I played at safety, and I didn't play at free, but I think I could have did that too. I just showed how smart I was, how I could play multiple positions, and that caught the eye of a lot of people.
Yeah, and more on your versatility. You have experience, I mean, playing in multiple roles, as you just mentioned. How confident are you in your ability to thrive in any defensive role that an NFL team would like you as?
I'm like unbelievably confident. I'm a perfectionist. I like being perfect. So yeah, I'm definitely confident in myself. And whatever a team needs me to do, I'll do it.
Now let's talk about your excellence on special teams. You know that is a big way to secure a roster spot in the NFL. Do you feel like you can be an instant contributor in that phase of the game?
100%. I actually learned a fun fact that I had 739 snaps on special teams in college, and I think I lead everybody in this year's draft class. So that was pretty big.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Because I'm big on special teams, Beamer Ball, number 25 here. But yes, I think I can be like automatic contributor for special teams, whatever team I go to.
Well, it certainly does add so much more value to you, Divine, and what you can bring to the next level. We'll talk about your pro day, where you also turned some heads there. 4.42 40, 34-inch vertical jump, 10.6 broad jump, 19 bench reps. What were you hoping to show NFL scouts with that performance?
I just wanted to show them I was big, strong, and fast. That was my goal that day, especially with the 40 time. I spent the past 3 months before pro day just working on my speed, my takeoff, getting out the 40. So, and I just wanted to prove that I can be as fast as most of the DBs in this draft class, because that was one question they had: am I fast enough? And I proved that on pro day.
So who have you been training with during the pre-draft process?
I was training with House of Athletes, Brandon Marshall's Black, Mo Wells, and Coach Troy down there in Weston, Florida. It's right by Fort Lauderdale in Miami. And I was training there until pro day. Right now, I'm just training with my old weightlifting coach, Coach Crosby. He's getting me right, staying in shape, and just working on some DB drills, because once I go to whatever team I go to, it's about football then. So, like, pro day is over. It's about football now.
All right, Divine, now it's time for you to brag about yourself here in this question, because I want to ask you, what are some traits that set you apart from other defensive backs in this year's draft class?
I think the biggest trait is I'm 6'3 and 226, but I can move. I'm like you said, 4.42, so I'm just big and fast. And I feel like that combination is not rare, but you don't see it that often. A lot of DBs aren't my size. And if they are, they aren't as fast as me. So I feel like I have that above a lot of DBs.
Now, what can you say about your leadership ability and how you conduct yourself both on and off the field?
Well, I was captain for 2 years here at Virginia Tech. Team voted, so the players voted for me. And as far as on and off the field, they call me the teacher's pet. So I just lead by example, man. Let's say we go to a game, we're traveling back on the bus. They feed us on the way back, and I'm just cleaning up the trash after everybody leaves and gets off the bus. I clean up the locker room, picking up small things. In the weight room, I call people out, they're skipping reps. I do what I'm supposed to do in school. Obviously, school's over now, but yeah, I did what I'm supposed to do in school, got good grades. So just leading by example, I feel like that's the most important thing, because if other players see one of their leaders doing something wrong, they're going to follow, and that's what I didn't want to do.
Are there any current or former NFL defensive backs, Divine, that you really like to study?
I'm a big fan of Cam Chancellor. Cam Chancellor has hit me up a couple times through social media, but I'm a big fan of him. I'm trying to take his aggression. He's a very physical hitter, and I want to make that part of my game. Also like watching guys like Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu, just the way they had fun out there. Ed Reed just messed with quarterback heads. I feel like I'm a smart football player, so I like messing with quarterbacks as well. He was on a different level, but I'm going to continue to improve, and hopefully one day I can be at his level as well. But current players, I like watching Tyrann Mathieu. He's always around the ball. Buda Baker, the way he attacks the ball, he just says he set his angle, he just goes, he attacks, and I want to make that a part of my game as well. So I just take a bunch of different guys and try to make my own game, if that makes sense.
You know, I'd imagine that you benefit from watching film on all those players. Now, there is a current safety that recently was drafted out of Virginia Tech, Terrell Edmunds of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Have you had any contact with him?
I haven't talked to him recently. The last time I did talk to him, though, he doesn't hype me up, but he always says I'm next. And Terrell's my guy. He's like a brother to me, and I look up to him. He is a first-round draft pick, and he's actually the reason why I became a better safety, because I always seen him watching film, seeing him taking care of his body, and that's something I took from him, and I appreciate him for teaching me his ways.
All right, Divine, so as we close out this interview, I want to just ask you how you've taken in this pre-draft process. We know COVID, so everything's virtual with teams, meeting with teams and talking with coaches. And in fact, even saw you on Good Morning Football recently. So you've made the media tour as well, man. So have you enjoyed this process?
Yes, I definitely enjoyed this process. It was very long, very it could get repetitive at times, but it only happens once. So I told myself to enjoy it, just take in everything. I met with a lot of teams. I met a lot of people. They were all great, and I enjoyed every meeting I had. So, yeah, I definitely enjoyed this process.
Now, without disclosing too much information, and do not disclose the team, but has there been any, like, funny questions that you've been asked or some questions that you've just kind of been like, wow, that's interesting?
Well, funny thing is, I don't even remember the team, so I can't even call him out. But gotcha. He got up. It was towards the end of the meeting. He got up. He was like, all right, Devon, let's play rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I didn't know if he was serious or not because we had just got done watching films, just a whole bunch of football stuff. And then he said, rock, paper, scissors, shoot out of nowhere. I was like, okay, coach. And he was serious. And I ended up losing. We played best out of three, and he won two in a row. So I got whooped.
Wow. Okay. That's a good story. I'm glad you're providing that here on the interview. You know what? These listeners like to hear some of these stories where you're getting to meet with all these teams. So thanks for sharing that, Devine. But as I mentioned at the top of the interview, 1 week away today from round one of the 2021 NFL draft. Explain your emotions right now, knowing that draft weekend is coming really quick.
It's excitement, also anxious, nervous, just a combination of emotions, man. I am going down to the beach that Thursday, so hopefully I'm in a relaxing environment. Hopefully I won't be stressed out too much, but I'm pretty confident when I will get picked. So I'm not stressing too much, but yeah, I'm just ready to get to it.
Well, that's great, man. I'm ready for it as well as is the entire NFL community. Can't wait, man. And I appreciate you taking the time to join the podcast this afternoon. We'll certainly be keeping tabs on where you land, and whichever team picks you, man, I'm excited to see you thrive for sure.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All right, man. Take care and God bless.
You too.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.